בכבוד.
With your permission. This Shabbat is called Shabbat Nachamu. And then the reason for that is because the Haftarah starts Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yomar Elokichem. And the Gemara tells us the following. This is a prophet from Yeshayahu Navi. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, please go and comfort my nation. It's called Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, comfort my nation. Who is Hashem speaking to? Who should do it? So the Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu first spoke to the sky and spoke to earth and certain elements, angels. Say, go comfort Am Yisrael. Chachamim chose this chapter in Yeshayahu Navi and said it's every year after Tisha B'Av, the first Shabbat, it's called Shabbat Nachamu. Like if something did happen. As of yesterday was Tisha B'Av and people mourn on Bet HaMikdash. In a way, Shabbat Nachamu is a happy thing. Like, what happened? Did anything happen? Did Mashiach come? Did we have any sign of Bet HaMikdash? Nothing, everything the same. So it's like every other Ta'anit, the first day that we do. At the end of the day, we bake the fast, what we call, and we eat, but still, you know, that we're still waiting for what we missed, what we lost. It's Bet HaMikdash. It's nothing to be comfort. What do you mean comfort? Comfort on what? Nothing changed. Bet HaMikdash is not here. Mashiach is not here. So why should I be comforted? Then Hashem sent all those entities, if we may say, to comfort us. And the Gemara says, I'm supposed to say, no, we're not accepting. We're not accepting it. And it's true. Shouldn't accept it. Because nothing happened. Says the Gemara, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo himself, he comes and he comforts Am Yisrael, and Am Yisrael, okay, we accept it. But did Hashem say nothing else than other people, that other elements said? So why didn't you accept the comfort from this, from the sun and the moon and the earth and the sky and the angels? They said, no, we're not. And here Hashem said, okay, let me come. And Hashem is going to comfort us. And say, okay, that's okay. The second question is called Nachamu, Nachamu. Why we have it twice? Nachamu, Nachamu, twice. And the Navi says, the reason why the Bo'al Ebi Yerushalayim Vikru Elea says comfort to Yerushalayim. Yetsa Avona Ki Lakta Miyad Hashem Kiflayim Kichol Chatoteya. Says, you want to know something? Yerushalayim, so-called, got twice as much punishment like she sinned. What do you mean? Hashem punished us twice? Why should we get punished twice? Once we sin, so it says, if somebody does something bad, he gets punished. Kami Yeshayahu says, no. We got twice as much. Why twice as much? We sin only once. He says, no. Kifayim kechol chatoteya. Whatever we did, we suffered so much, and this is the comfort. This is the comfort because we got twice the punishment. Not unheard such a thing. Look in the Gemara, look in the Rambam, not such a thing. Somebody gets punished twice. For what? For one sin? Impossible. Then we find the last page in Masechet Makot, a story. After the destruction, Rabbi Akiva that lived 120 years, he lived about 59 years before the destruction and 61 years after the destruction. One of the 10 giants that were killed by the Romans. And the Gemara tells a story that after the destruction, the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva were walking on the street and they heard that the Goyim party, singing, screaming, they heard it from a very far place. So Chachamim are very upset. said, listen, what is this business? The Beit HaMikdash is destroyed, and it's Israel is destroyed, I'm Israel in exile, and look at those people, those wicked people, they're happy, they're going to a party now. The Gemara, Rabbi Akiva was laughing. Akiva metzachek, says the Gemara, Chachamim asked Akiva, why are you laughing? What's the joke about? He says, I'll tell you something. If they're happy, of course we should be happy one day. We are tzaddikim. Continue the Gemara and says another story. One day they came and they were walking next to where the Migdash used to be. And this was a fax coming out of Beit HaMikdash, from the place where the Migdash was. Amin started to cry, they tore the clothing. And Rabbi Akiva was laughing. Chachamim asked him, again you're laughing? He said, yeah, again I'm laughing. He said, why are you laughing? He said, well, this is the prophecy of Yeshayahu Navi, that in his prophecy he brings two prophets that spoke about Yerushalayim. One in time of Second Beit HaMikdash, one in time of First Beit HaMikdash. One, his name is Oriya, one, his name is Zechariah. And in the prophecy it says that one day Odishvuz Kenimus Kenot Bechobot Yerushalayim, it's going to be one day that elderly will sit down in the streets of Yerushalayim. He said, what is this? So what's the connection? He said, well, when we saw the fax coming out, it means it's, the whole thing is deserted. At least Navi or Yahu, whatever it means, that's what said. He said that one day Yerushalayim will become like a field. And since we did see the fax coming out from the places we Kodesh Kodeshim, it means the prophecy was true. It's true. So I saw a fax. He said, well, why are you so happy about this? He said, listen, we had two prophets. One said, that's going to be the end of Yerushalayim. It's going to be plowed, and it's going to be like a deserted area. And here I see a fax. On the other hand, the Navi, in the same sentence, it talks, Yeshayahu, it talks about this prophecy about deserted place. He said, you should know, one day you're going to have elderly people sitting in Yerushalayim. He says, now I believe it, you know. He would ask me a few years ago that this Beit HaMikdash is going to be deserted. It's going to be like a field that somebody is going to plow it. I would not have believed it. But I did. I would have believed, you know, that the Goyim and the Romans would come and would destroy Beit HaMikdash, would take over. But to plow it, to become field, if I saw that one, in the same sentence, Yeshayahu Nabi said, Zechariah also, the Nabi of Zechariah, after Second Beit HaMikdash, he said that one day is going to be Zekenim, it's going to be Chod Yerushalayim, as we will say, I know it's Yeshua. Yeshua, in the Gemara, Masechet Makot, it's the last page, Chachamim told him, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu. Akiva, you comforted us, Akiva, you comforted us. Again, twice. It says, Nachamu, Nachamu, twice. Chachamim told Rabbi Akiva, you know, whatever you told us now, that this, what you saw, the facts, it's a good sign, you comforted us. Okay, I don't know exactly what it means. Chachamim did not know the sentence, but that's what it means. Anyway, that's what the Gemara says. That they said twice, Akiva Nechamtanu, and the question is why it's twice again. This week's parasha, we have the famous Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael. Some of us, or maybe all of us, heard the story with the soldiers, with the Shema Yisrael, the Arab lady, supposed to commit suicide lady. She came towards the six soldiers and they said Shema Yisrael, and the lady could not fulfill her mission, so-called, and she said she's Jewish. And after the Holocaust, also Shema Yisrael, the Rabbanim went to Paris, other places, to churches. He got permission from the cardinal in Paris to go to the churches in Paris to see if they have any Jewish boys, and they said he's never going to find them. So a few Rabbanim went inside, and all the children were there, and you can't recognize, you don't know who's a Jew, is not a Jew. Rabbanim said, Shema Yisrael. And everyone was Jewish, or remembered he was a Jew, remembered the Shema Yisrael. We're talking about children from Poland that went over there to Cheder, to schools, deposited by the lost parents before they went to Auschwitz and other places into the churches. And when the Rabbanim said Shema Yisrael, the children started singing Shema Yisrael, and they took those children to Eretz Yisrael. That's a very powerful thing, Shema Yisrael. Very powerful. So comes the Gemara and tells us, you know, the originator of Shema Yisrael was the story of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, before he died, he called up his children. He said, I'm going to tell you the date of Mashiach. Says the Gemara, only two people knew the date of Mashiach, the final date of Mashiach. Mashiach, of course, may arrive every day. Rishena, Ve'ita, the time of Mashiach, only Yaakov Avinu and Daniel knew. This is two people. Nobody else knows so-called the final date. The Gaon Mivilna, he writes in his introduction to the book of Yaakov Avinu, a hint to explain what Daniel says. And he writes over there, everybody understands it, don't tell it to nobody. It's a secret. And twice in the history, two people tried to reveal it. In a convention. There's a convention in Europe. And one old man stood up and says, enough is enough, it's not for so much. Let me tell you what the government will lament. And when he finished his sentence, he had a heart attack and he died. And the second time was very similar story also. It was a convention. The people suffered so much in Europe. And another old man stood up and said, enough is enough, I'm going to tell you the final letter when Mashiach is going to come. And he had a stroke, but he didn't die. So Yaakov Avinu, before he died, he wanted to tell his children, final date of Mashiach. And then the Gemara says, all of a sudden, he had a blackout. He didn't see. He couldn't say that. Says the Gemara, so he was very astonished. And he asked his children, does any one of you, Chas v'Shalom, believe in Avodah Zarah, like our grandfather Terach, or like her father-in-law, Lavan? And when they answered this question, they said, Shema Yisrael, they refer to Yaakov Avinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we believe in only one God. That's a question. It's a machloket, a bit more than Yaakov Avinu answer. When he heard it, he said, Baruch Shem Malchuto L'Olam Va'ed, this is the sentence that you say after Shema Yisrael. Or Yaakov Avinu said, Amen Yesh Merab. When you say Yesh Merab, I don't know. You say Yesh Merab Mevarach. That's the power of Amen Yesh Merab. Still, he could not reveal it. Still, he could not reveal it. I mean, the purpose of the question was, how come I cannot reveal the time of Mashiach? So then he asked the children, is anyone over here does not believe in Hashem? That Chas Shalom, you believe it, our grandfather or my father not believe in Avodah Zarah? They said, no. Okay, so no. So is it no? So what happened now? So where is Mashiach? Why don't you tell them? Cannot tell them anymore, says the Gemara, forget about it. He gave them some blessings, and that's the end of it. This is what happened. Says the Rambam, since then, this is the Shema Yisrael that we have. And so Moshe Rabbeinu says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the sixth parasha. This is who said that sentence? The brothers told the father, this means Shema Yisrael. This is even though you're not supposed to call your father in the first name. I don't know, it's a question, some answers to have. But he says, this is Shema Yisrael. Listen, our Father Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, God Almighty is one. Don't think we worship Avodah Zarah. I'm going to go through Shema Yisrael. So the first paragraph is this week, Parasha, and Ve'em Shamo is next week, Parasha. This week, Parasha, Ve'em Shamo. That's Chachamim said, you say Shema Yisrael first. It says two paragraphs. And Chachamim added, Ve'yomer Hashem. At the end of the second paragraph, of course, it says, Leman Yabuyim Mechim Levnechem. It says the paragraph ends, and the same with the first paragraph ends. Ketavtam al mezuzot betecha v'sharecha. From the Gemara, and says, Leman Yabuyim Mechem. They want to have long life, have good mezuzot. Not used ones, not recycled ones. Have good mezuzot. The segula. Segula. To live long life and good life. Allah Adama Shanishba Hashem. Ika Sabe Bebabel, says the Gemara. You see, there's all the people all over the world. They said, yeah, they go to Bet HaKnesset. They help Bet HaKnesset. He says, it's a very powerful statement. Hashem promises. Mani Bui Mechem. should live long life. Ev Nechem, your children's life. Allah Dama, Shanishba Shlomo Techem, Tlarim, Kimi HaShemayim. When you live. So that statement should have been also of the first paragraph. It exactly ends the same thing. So maybe not in plural, maybe in singular. The first paragraph is Sevach HaTashem Elokeh, B'chol B'chol Neshnecha, Uchtavtam Am Yizu V'techa V'yisharecha. Okay, so that's right. Leman Yirbu Yamecha, Yimei Banecha Al Adama, Shnishbat Ma V'techa, Tet Lahem Ki Mashmai Malaretz. The same blessing that Hashem gives in the second paragraph. As again, second paragraph ends the same thing. The Gemara said it applies to the mezuzah, mainly to the mezuzah. The second paragraph, if you remember, it ends right the mezuzah. Put mezuzah on your door. And then the Torah says, you do it, you're going to live long life. You and your children. And it says, why Hashem omitted the first paragraph? It should be the same thing. The first paragraph ends also. Right. Put the mezuzah on your door. Okay, it's singular. Okay. This is the plural. So Hashem could have said singular. Okay, Hashem said, Leman Yirbu Yamecha. How come Hashem omitted the first paragraph? How come the Gemara and tell us it should know a secret? A secret. Gemara said once in Parashat Naso, says, Ish Ish Kitiste Ishto, Malah Baal Bashem. God talks about the lady who doesn't behave, and the husband goes and warns her. Kineli Ishto, he tells her, listen, I don't want you to go and talk to this person. Don't do it. So the Torah says, Ish Ish, man, man. Kid stay Ishto if his wife doesn't behave. Says the Gemara, says, Ish Ish, right, twice, man, not man, man. Says the Gemara, I want to explain to you something. If somebody does something here, not only does something here, the act that he does something also in Shammai. The scene doesn't end here. Ish Ish Kitisei Ishto. It says, if you don't behave well to your husband, it was also you do something against Hashem Mishmol Chama, Hashem Shmo, this is against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same concept, says the Gemara. They say every morning in Azir Shir, Kiddush Hashem, Kunenu Yadecha. He came out of Egypt. The prophecy that we said, Azir Shir, that the Gemara says, the sentence means that across from Beit HaMikdash down here, there's Beit HaMikdash upstairs. And there's a machloket. But in the Gemara it says clearly. The Gemara says, that's the Zohar says. The Zohar says that we have to pray that the Beit HaMikdash will come from Shammai. That we should not build it. So that's what Rashi says in the Gemara in Sukkah and Al Rosh Hashanah. And you know the Rambam writes in his commentaries in its mitzvah to build Beit HaMikdash. Nevertheless, we say, Yotzon Shetivne Beit HaMikdash from Rabbi Amenu, says the Zohar, Has v'shalom, that at the end of the day we should build Beit HaMikdash. This is why, hopefully, Hashem will bring it down. Shenema, it says, even though it sounds it's like a spiritual Beit HaMikdash, no, it's a physical upstairs. It's physical upstairs. How physical it is, says the Gemara, a few things. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan once gave a lecture. And he said, you should know when Mashiach will come, the walls of around Yerushalayim will be very big stones. Like diamonds, but tremendous ones. Says the Gemara, one of the students was smiling and says, yeah, Rabbi, yeah. Exaggeration of the Chachamim, exaggeration of the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say anything. Says the Gemara, that person, one time had to go on a boat, on a ship someplace, and all of a sudden Hashem opened up his eyes and he saw angels cutting big stones of diamonds. And was not just a dream, he saw it. So then he came back to Eretz Israel from the trip and he went to the rabbi and he said, Rabbi, remember what you told us? And I was smiling and I did see it. Look at my hand, what happened? So actually, the Gemara said, you should know that there is a Beit HaMikdash upstairs, and then the Zohar said, we should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring it down. So Hashem made it this way. So the Chachamim say, you should know, the Gemara says, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, he said he's not going to go inside his house upstairs either. I'm not going to go. So actually, what we did that caused Beit HaMikdash to be destroyed, so actually we did two things. We destroyed the one downstairs because we did not behave, and because what we did, so-called, we destroyed the one upstairs as well. So actually the sin, the result of the sin, was destruction of two, not one. Actually, this really, what we say in Shmon Esre, we say in Tefillah constantly, I say, Mevi Goel Ivnei Ivnei Leman Shmo Be'amo. Mashiach is not going to come for us, it's going to come for him. Tivnei Yerushalayim Mirach. I say, you should build your own Yerushalayim. And then we say, Kiri Yeshuatcha Kivinu Kol Hayom. We hope for you, Yeshua. And the Gemara ends, Masechet Hayin Lagev Tzvacha Bishuato. Eventually Mashiach will come, we're going to make a circle, we're going to dance with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we say, Ze Elokeinu, Kivinu Lo. This is the Gavi. Nagil HaNismacha Bishuato. It says, we're going to be happy that Hashem so-called has it's his redemption, not our redemption. Says, we hope for your redemption. We wait for your redemption. No, you have to understand. You, with all the respect, you have to understand. The tragedy, of course, you have no Beit HaMikdash here, the big tragedy. But the bigger tragedy is that our father, so-called, because what we did, he lost so-called his house as well. So that's really the sin. So mourning on Tisha B'Av, really the mourning on Tisha B'Av is two things. Because of course we mourn on Beit HaMikdash that was destroyed here. At the same time, we mourn as well on Beit HaMikdash upstairs. I said, look what happened upstairs. Not only did we destroy it, the people said he's not going to go back in it. Even if the people can rebuild it himself, he's not going to go back in it. So actually, two things did happen on Tisha B'Av. And this is really the destruction. The destruction is, of course, for us, you know. And here comes the Gemara and explain to us, you should know what really happened in the destruction. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so upset, and Hashem tried certain things. So we read the Navi, so we think, you know, Navi came and warned us and told us, don't do this, don't do this. And this I said, we took it for granted. But the truth of the matter is, the disaster is upstairs more than downstairs. The disaster is upstairs so much, says the Gemara, because the disaster is a spiritual life. Spiritual life is called Olam Haba. And then the Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring Beit HaMikdash now down, it's going to be later Olam Haba. That's a disaster. As people have, the Gemara says, you have to mourn on Tisha B'Av. Says the Gemara, if you don't mourn on Tisha B'Av, says the Gemara, you want to see the redemption. So the Rishonim say, well, which redemption are you not going to see? You're not going to see Beit HaMikdash? He said, no, this you might see. But you won't see Olam Haba. That's the tragedy. Because Olam Haba, it means the next world, after Mashiach will come, after the dead one will rise, this can be Olam Haba. The Gemara says, what can you describe? The Gemara says, I know Atal Kim Zolotecha. You have no idea what's going to be. But it's going to be a spiritual life. The Rishonim say, part of it. With our body, it's just what's a pleasure, what you're going to have, you don't know what it is. So the Gemara says, but if you don't mourn on Yerushalayim, you're not going to be Olam Haba. What has to be Olam Haba with my mourning on Yerushalayim? But the Gemara says, no, that's what it is. You don't mourn on the physical Beit HaMikdash only downstairs. You mourn, so-called, on the physical Beit HaMikdash upstairs. That Beit HaMikdash upstairs, this is for Olam Haba. And that's what Rambam, as Zohar said, don't pray that you want to be Beit HaMikdash. Don't pray. In the order of the Tefillah is also like this. And we say, Yerushalayim Mirach, Bechayim Tashut, Tishkom Tichu, Yerushalayim Mirach. I said, what do you mean, which one? What are you talking about? It's called Jerusalem? Or you think of Beit HaMikdash? Of course, we think about Beit HaMikdash. And then it says, Etzemach David Avdach Merat Atzmiach, the Mashiach come. Mashiach should be Beit HaMikdash. It says, no. It says, Rashi, Mashiach can come any moment. It's true. The Gemara says, Mashiach be Beit HaMikdash. It's true. If we don't have the merit, the zechut, the Midrash will calm down. Calm down, says the Gemara, without a notice before. You don't need Mashiach. Mashiach, Bet HaMikdash will come down instantly. Before Mashiach will come, Eliyahu HaNavi will come. Before Bet HaMikdash will come, says the Gemara, no announcement is going to be made. Right away you have Kabbalah. It says, why, how? So that's the question. If you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have Mashiach for your sake, and because Bet HaMikdash was destroyed, then at the end you can be Bet HaMikdash. But if you pray for Hashem's redemption, the man Shmo Be'Ava, then Bet HaMikdash can come down. That's the Gemara. Gemara says, don't be surprised. All of a sudden, Bet HaMikdash down, says the Gemara. He said, no warning, no announcement, Mashiach didn't show up. The only Mashiach, Yerushalmi said, Gemara Yerushalmi said. It's Rashi, in Masechet Sukkah, Rosh Hashanah. So that's really what is all about Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is not just, you know, we mourn on the billions of Jews that were killed through generations. We mourn on two things, the destruction down here and the destruction upstairs. And that's what's called, so we need comfort from two things, really. And it says, Kiflai Mechol Chatoteh. That's what Navi says, that we got punished twice as much. We got twice as much. Because actually that sins, those sins that we committed, did double job. Destroy here, destroy where upstairs. But then it says, Kiflaim. So Navi says, comfort, comfort, comfort. So all those entities, it says the Gemara, that Hashem sent to comfort us. They says, well, you can comfort me. They what? They thought that we lost the Tamidash over here. But that's not enough. I says, my problem is that because I behaved, I destroyed the one upstairs. So then somebody comes to somebody and says, listen, I want to comfort you. You lost your car. I say, yeah, I lost your car. But I lost my license too. Forget about I lost my car. I lost my license now. The police took my license away. So you're going to tell me you're going to get another car. I don't have a license. What's going to help? A new car. I have no license. I can't drive anymore. Finish. License is revoked. That's what the Gemara says. That Hashem sent the Shamayim and Aretz and Shemesh, Yariach, Kochavim. They came to Israel and said, listen, it's going to be okay. I don't accept it from you. Why don't I accept it from you? Because I know the damage that we did upstairs. Then said to the Gemara, Kadipo himself he comes. So it means like this, the mourning that we did on Tisha B'Av, that mourning that we cried, we regretted. So actually, what for Hashem's sake upstairs, that so-called gave a Kadosh Baruch Hu a feeling, a comfort feeling that we sorry that we destroy upstairs. That means we fulfill Kilu Shatcha Kevinu Tzipinu Kol Hayom. It says, yeah, Yeshua Tov, Leman Shmo Be'Ava. It says, for your sake. It says, this Parshat Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, Nachamu, Nachamu, two times. It says, Hashem said, go count them twice. It says, why twice? It says, the two things happened, here and upstairs happened. And then we didn't want to accept it. Because how can you comfort me what happened upstairs? How do you know? How should I know if Hashem is happy now? If Hashem so-called forgave us? If Hashem is expecting to do something for us? The Gemara says, they came to Hashem, and Hashem said, okay, I'm going to comfort. That's really what happened in the Gemara. There's two stories in the Gemara. Story number one, the Gemara tells us, Chachamim Rabbi Akiva were walking on the street and they heard a party. And the party, Chachamim said, what is a party? Started to cry, look, they're going to have a party. I said, forget about this. If they have a party, we will have a party. So this party. Party, of course, means a physical party here. We're talking about down here. And then, Chachamim said, okay. Second time, the Gemara says, they went to Bet HaMikdash. And they saw a fax. It says, a fax coming from the status, Kodesh HaKodeshim. Kodesh HaKodeshim, says the Gemara says, that place, the Torah was, the Gemara says, the whole place is a miracle thing. The Echal, the Gemara says, standing over there, the Kruvim, the Gemara says, the Nomina Midah, the measured, the Gemara says, the measured from the Echal to the side and to the other side, it says it's 20, and here they have the Echal in the middle, the Gemara says, something is wrong, how can you measure it? It says, the blueprint shows 20 amah, 40 feet width, and then we have the Echal, the box inside, and we measure from the side of the box to one side is 10, from the other side of the box to the other side is 10, so it's more than 20. So I said, what's going on? So I said, same thing, the Kruvim, the Shlomo made also. So I said, the whole place, Kodesh HaKodeshim, is something very, very holy. Says the Gemara, you know what happened? Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim went and he saw a fox coming. He said, there's no fox walking around. He said, the fox coming, they saw the fox coming exactly. They imagine it. The pinpoint, the place, they saw the fox was Kodesh HaKodeshim, the holiest of the holiest. He said, what is that place? That place is the biggest thing for Hashem. Over there, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells over there. And the Chachamim started crying. Rabbi Akiva said, no, I want to tell you something. Now, what do you want to tell you? He said, just what I'll tell you what Rabbi Akiva said. Rabbi Akiva said, look, there was a prophet, his name was Yeshayahu. And he, in his prophet, he compared two prophets. One Zechariah and one Uriyahu. And he said, you know, when you're going to see the places deserted, one day you see the elderly sit down over there on the chair. She says, what do you mean? What do you mean one day they can sit on the chair? When is it going to be? He said, Olam Haba. Olam Haba. I said, Rabbi Akiva said, you don't understand. The first story that we heard him party, the goyim, this is in Olam Hazeh. This is like Beit HaMikdash was destroyed here. Okay. But I still have hope. Why? Because if they can party, of course, the Tvil or Seretzono, of Deretzono, says, we do for Hashem, Hashem says, okay. In the second story, it doesn't go on this world. It goes in Olam Haba. I mean, they saw the fax coming out of Kodesh Kodeshim, that's the holiest. Because they don't understand. If you saw the fax coming from that place, it says the prophet, oh yeah, the prophet Zechariah. So the prophet Zechariah, that he said that one day it's going to be people sitting in Yerushalayim on the streets. It says, when is it going to be? When? What do you mean? It's Beit HaMikdash is here now. So what do you refer to? No, I'm referring to for the third one. It says, the third, Olam Haba. It says, Akiva Nechamtanu, Akiva Nechamtanu. It says, you know, the two things you did to us is like Nachamu Nachamu Ami. The first one is so-called the physical Beit HaMikdash was destroyed here. The second one is we lost Kodesh HaKodeshim, so-called. We lost so-called for Hashem, his place. That's the place Hashem dwells. It says, this is the connection to upstairs. Okay, we say, this is going to be Olam Haba, it's going to be Olam Haba. This is really the secret. This is really the secret of our Shabbat Nachamu. Let's be happy. What is Shabbat Nachamu? Shabbat Nachamu means because we mourn, Hashem Himself comforts us. It means He accepted the way we so-called cry and we did Yeshuva, we regret it. And for His sake, not just for our sake, for His sake. And then it's for His sake, it says we repaired, the Yeshuva repairs so-called the damage upstairs and who is ready to go back into His own. This is Ezra divided the parashiyot. He made sure Shema Yisrael in this sixth parasha because it's the same exact concept. That's the kavanah that people should have on Shema Yisrael. They say Shema Yisrael, they say Shulchan Aruch. They say the Gemara, you have to have like this in your mind. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So when in Echad, what do you have to have in mind? So you have to have in mind Hashem is upstairs and downstairs and all four sides. This is a crucial kavanah. It's a crucial. You have to have it in mind. I have to think, Hashem is here and Hashem is there. Of course Hashem is here and Hashem is there. What's behind it? When you said no, something else is behind it. That's the kavanah that you have. It means Hashem controls upstairs the way He controls downstairs. That's what it means. Hashem controls four sides. Doesn't mean control four sides. It means He controls four wings. Arba ruchot. The Gemara says in Baba Batra that we have four kinds of winds. That's why we have four sides. And each wind has a different power. It means Hashem is the one that rules and controls. Earth controls upstairs and controls four sides. That's the Kavana. It's not just Hashem is the only one. It's also, but it's not enough, says the Gemara. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad is not enough. Not only that, the Gemara says you have to have in mind like this, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Now Hashem is our God, Elokeinu. Hashem Echad. He says when Mashiach will come, it's going to be the God of everybody. Then the Zohar says another Kavanah. There's a lot of Kavanah Shema Yisrael. The Rav Levina brings a lot of Kavanah. The Zohar brings a lot of Kavanah. But it's not just to say, I believe in God. It's not enough. He didn't do the mitzvah. He didn't do the mitzvah, says the Gemara. You have to have at least this Kavanah. That Hashem rules upstairs, rules downstairs, rules all the four sides. And the Gemara says, if you can have in your mind more, have more, have more, have more, that Hashem is going to be one for everybody. And here comes the Gemara, tells us, look at the story of what happened. And says, Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell us when Mashiach will come. The final day of Mashiach. All of a sudden, he has a blackout. He cannot say. He called up his children and said, You believe in Avodah Zarah? He said, Shema Yisrael Shema Kedosh Shema Chad. I said, what did you say exactly? What did you say? He says, no, we believe in one. I said, it's not enough. We don't understand. It's not enough. What you should have said to Yaakov, Hashem HaKadosh, Hashem HaChad, you should explain what the Gemara says. Not only we believe in one God, not in Avodah Zarah, we believe that Hashem controls here, and controls there, and controls four sides. This is Yisrael. So it means, this is really the Mashiach thing. The Mashiach thing is, we don't believe that Hashem is here. We believe Hashem is in the Bino Ram Abba. We believe Hashem upstairs. Not Hashem upstairs, Hashem controls upstairs. It means Hashem is Betamidus upstairs. They never said it. The Yaakov Avinu could not reveal the secret. Finished. So, okay, let me give you a bracha. That's the end of it. Now, up to it. And this really, the Shema Yisrael, this Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. That's why we have it on the door. And we have it in the tefillin. That's the secret. That's really the text reads like this. After Hashem, okay, Hashem. Why you have to love Hashem? It's a mitzvah to love Hashem. It's a mitzvah to love God. God tells me, listen, love me. What does that mean? You can't tell somebody love me. Either you feel or you don't feel. You can't have a mitzvah like this. You have a mitzvah to love. It doesn't say mitzvah to love your father. Because either you love me or don't love him. You can. There's no mitzvah like this. No such thing. Nevertheless, it says, after the Hashem Elokecha, you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's one of the mitzvot, b'chol b'vavcha b'chol b'chol b'decha, b'shnei yitzarecha, y'u nefesh, b'chol modecha, b'chol b'monecha, b'chol b'dam b'dam b'chol b'dam b'chol b'dam b'chol b'chol. But I secret behind it, Hashem said, listen, you don't understand what I'm saying to you. I don't care if you love me or not, I mean. But it means if you don't love me, it means you've never been in Olam Haba. Never been in Olam Haba. Because if you don't love Hashem, says the Rambam, like the way you love Hashem, you don't want Olam Haba. Says the Rambam, listen, it's like you love your wife. You only love your wife. If you love something else, you don't love your wife. So you can't say, I love pizza. If you love pizza, it means you don't love your wife. So the love that you have for your wife, says the Rambam, is so deep that that love, you'll never change anything else. Otherwise, you don't love your wife. Says the Rambam, the same thing, so I remember in his commentary, you have to get to the stage that you love God the same way you love your wife. This is the not the same word, we call it the same way. But it means, they say, I love him so much, says the Rambam, that I can't live without him. I can't live without him. This is via the Torah, of course. The Torah says, Hashem Elokecha. Why? Why have to love Hashem? Why have to love Hashem? Hashem wants me to love him? No. Hashem wants me to be in Olam Haba. It means, if you love Hashem, you'll be in Olam Haba. If you love pizza, your Olam Haba is a pizza. You go to the pizza shop, and you have Olam Haba. And Mashiach will come, Olam Haba is a bit different thing. It's going to be something with Hashem. You say, this is God, I love him. He says, if you don't love him, says the Rambam, before, you'll never be able to be in Olam Haba. So in order for us to be in Olam Haba, Hashem said, you know what, I gave you a mitzvah. You have to love me, not because I want you to love me, and I don't care less. If you think Hashem needs our love, it's nothing. You don't know what Hashem is all about. It says, Avraham or Avi. The Gemara says, Avraham reached that level. The first one that Hashem, so-called, gave him this title. You love me. You love me. Not that I love you, you love me. That's the mitzvah. Because that shows that Hashem wants you to go to Olam Haba. Because if you don't get to love Hashem, says the Rambam, then you love other things. So you'll never be able to be in Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, you have to have indefinite love to Olam Haba. Indefinite love to Hashem. Otherwise, you're going to choose. Did I love Hashem and I love something else? So why am I going to be in Olam Haba? So there's a trick, so-called, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tempt us to come to Olam Haba. He said, give us a mitzvah. So how is it Olam Haba? How am I going to do it? Says the Rambam, here, look. It says in the Torah, you read in the text, that's the Kavanah. Rambam said, if you don't have this Kavanah, you didn't understand what you're saying. Whatever I tell you, should be so much of the zeal engraved on your heart. Vishinam tam levanecha, teach talmidim, teach your children. Vishinam levanecha, vidibar tavam. You speak about this all the time. Vishiftecha bevetecha, we see that home. Vishiftecha vaderech, while you're walking on the street. Vishiftecha vkomecha, before you go to sleep, you get up. He says, all these things, the condition is to love Hashem to Olam Haba. That's what the text says. That's what Rambam said. If you don't have it, you don't have to say Shema Yisrael. It's not Shema Yisrael. This was the power of Shema Yisrael. This was the soldiers of Shema Yisrael. The story in Europe, a few hundred years ago, was a big war between, I think, Austria and somebody else. I don't remember. Maybe Hungary. I don't remember. It says in the books that the Goyim soldiers wrote letters to the parents in the houses. It says, can you tell us what is this business where the Jewish soldiers say Shema Yisrael and nobody get killed and all of us get killed over there? What is this? Find out from the neighbors, what is this Shema Yisrael business? It says in the books, the story. It says, that's the power of Shema Yisrael. It's not the power of Shema Yisrael. It's Shema Yisrael. No, Shema Yisrael means that I want to have Olam Haba. That's what Shema Yisrael means. This is the custom of somebody before he departs from this world to the next world, he says Shema Yisrael. So why say Shema Yisrael? Why say Shema Yisrael? For what? He's going to. Because I want to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to go. I says, don't take me any place else. I want my neshama to end up in Olam Haba. That's the power of Shema Yisrael. And that's what the Torah tells you. That the condition. I can be Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echad, God Almighty is control upstairs, control downstairs. And whatever I do, good, it helps him up. And Chas Shalom, not something damaged, being damaged up. I said, I tell you, you should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you really mean business, then you want to be having Olam Haba. That's what Rabbi Akiva told the Chachamim. You see, the whole Nevoah is the people who sit in Yerushalayim on benches. Says, when is it going to sit? Is it going to sit? So it said, in Olam Haba, they're going to sit. I said, that's what it says. It's, that's what you have to do. That's the condition. Now, if you don't study and you don't put filin, I said, you don't want Olam Haba. He says, you write Shema Yisrael, you write it on the door. And it's going to save you. How is it going to save you? Because you have Shema Yisrael on the door? No. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know you want me to have Olam Haba. So you put your hands, says Rambam, on the mezuzah before you leave. And Baruch Hu, hi, goodbye. I want to come back safe here. I said, why should I come back safe here? Why? Because of mezuzah? No, mezuzah is just a statement that we have on our doors. That's what you want. You want Shema Yisrael. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, but you have this world also. You need this world. This world, Vayayim Shemot Ish Mumrit Shvotayit, and you read the second paragraph. The second paragraph talks about so-called the physical life there. And it says, what does it say? Timitar Tzachim B'Yitorim Rakosh, it's going to be rain. Satar Yiganecha Tiro Shecha B'Yitzarecha, you can have what to eat. Zimitati Esim Tzachal B'Yitzarecha B'Yachalta B'Savata, to do Avodah Zarah. I says, I want to be here to do the mitzvot, to earn credit, to get Olam Haba. I says, Lema, Ani Ruhi Mechim Avnechem, Avi Yitzel Vani Ruhi Mechem. Here, Tzel Vani Ruhi Mechem. Live long life. Olam Haba doesn't have to say long life because it's forever. Therefore, in the first paragraph, you don't have Leman Irbu Yamecha. Doesn't say, the Torah doesn't say you're going to live longer. I'm not talking about life in this world at all. The whole thing is what I want to love Hashem is to have Olam Haba. To shock the Bechor, I mean it. I want to have love. So that's the Chachamim said, Parashat Nachamu, always the Parashat Vayet Hanan, it says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. It's the power of Shema Yisrael. It's the powerful statement. It says, even though the Shvatim did not mean it, when they said, says Rabbam, but at the end, Chachamim decided this is what it is. So that the Gemara said it's a crucial covenant that the person says Shema Yisrael. It says, of course it's Shema Yisrael, but you have to know what you mean. It's not our Shema Hashem Echad, it's not enough Hashem Echad. It says, Hashem God Almighty is this, God Almighty, all the covenant. The Chachamim said, you have to have in mind, you have to read what the Gemara says, but the crucial covenant is Shulchan Aruch. It says, Hayah every year, Hashem was and is, and will be, and Hashem Adon Arkol, Hashem is the master of the universe, upstairs, downstairs, he controls. So the Lord says, why are you saying it? Why are you saying it? I'm saying it because Hashem wants me to love him, that I should be in Olam Haba. So this is Nachamu, Nachamu, that's what the Chachamim say, that's the power of Shabbat Nachamu. It's not, you know, Shabbat is over. Shabbat is not over for us, but it's over for Kadosh Baruch. It means it's more, it's forever. והקדוש ברוך הוא, המשיח הוא כאן בא במנה. אמן.